So last week we started, we had a bit of understanding, main to end the affairs. We understood that even though you have an amoritz, that's actually the affairs, I'm sure you need the amoritz. But after Torah clarifies to us what the affairs is all about, and gives us the higher view. So then, now we have to see the other half. Im ein der Herz ein Teil. Im ein der Herz ein Teil. So in fact,
it has to be.
But again, we have the same problem that Chayra. It's possible a person not to be a bal derech eretz, but have a good head and be well planted on the chair and puts in his hours and he knows about that. What's the problem? Where's the ein teir? The ein derech eretz ein teir. So one way to avoid this issue is to say, "Ain derech eretz, ain kiyum," and that would make it easier. We can lower the problem.
Leave on time.
What?
We leave on time.
First of all, who is this said? Who's going? So there's a medrash in the beginning of the Yikra that says that Moshe Rabbeinu the Yikra Shem Moshe. It says that the oil moed was created, was put in the world in order to have a place, oil moed, that there's a meeting place. Who's the meeting between? The meeting was between the Benjamin and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's where he gave over the continuing of the Torah that he gave throughout the 40 years in the Midbar. So this was created for him. That's the Banshan didn't need it inside out, but you needed it in order to have a place to be Shkrin HaSayim, to be together with Moshe Rabbeinu. A Yikra, he had to knock on the door and get invited in. If he wasn't getting invited in, the Medrash says, that if he would go in without invitation, without the Yikra, it's called Talmud Chochom Shein Vaidas, which in this Chazal translates as the Echetz. Nevela Teyumina. I'm not sure if he had it. The way Chazal would say it, somebody would say a statement like that, we would give him. If there would be missing, and there's no Torah greater than Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, that's Torah itself, right? If there would be missing an aspect of the Acheretz such that he would be able to enter, he would make a mistake. Think, oh, this was made for me, I can come in uninvited.
So he just made it.
And we would say that an avail is better than that. An avail is a very faint, very low situation. First of all, it's an animal, it's not even a person. Second of all, it's a dead animal. And it's smelly. It's like just not good. It's just not a good description. This is really a tough thing to describe. Moshe Rabbeinu minus one little. If one thing you see clear, that it's referring, the Mishnah has to be learned because it's nothing we can't avoid the issue. Not only in Ein Derech Eretz Ein Kiyum HaTorah, but in Ein Derech Eretz, you don't qualify to be a Talmud Chacham. In every generation, there are a few people around that seem to be a question in this mission. Yeah, clearly not Bali Derech Eretz. Many things that would indicate that they're severely lacking in that area. And they seem to know a lot of Torah. That's unfortunately, once in a while, we get to these severe steers. Of course, every generation is needling the fierce level, and each person is needling the fierce level. But even so, we find people that on any level, the Derech Eretz and the Torah just on. It doesn't seem. Doesn't add up. What are we gonna do with it? That it's ain't it? We have to understand that a Talmud Chacham, the Torah of a Talmud Chacham, is and water is in a fluid state. We call it water. When you put it in the ice box and comes out solid, we call it ice. But basically, it's the same substance, just in different form. It's the exact same thing. We're not talking about something else. It's a different form because of the processing that it went through. Torah, Chochmah. When it's in Shemayim, when it's in the abstract form, it's called Chochmah. When it takes the human form, it's called a Chochmah. Torah, in order for it to be Torah, it has to become that the person himself is Torah. If he just knows Torah, like a scientist knows science, a doctor knows medicine, so let's all have another strong worded statement how he describes it to a person. He's called a Chamor Noises.
Chamor
Noises. You turn him into a donkey. Oh, we're all these, well, he has all, he knows all this knowledge. Yeah, that's not him, he's a donkey. But he carries him on his back, he carries far. So we might give him certain donkeys because there are other donkeys that carry other things. And he's carrying far. It's nice. Yeah, but he's a donkey. You can't get confused between donkeys that are carrying very good things on their backs. And a donkey. What is the difference? What makes the difference between two people sat down and learned, even as a couple, serious students, good heads, worked hard, and one we're going to call in the end a Talmud Chacham, and one we're going to call in the end a donkey with Torah on his back? Where's the difference? This is part of what the Mishnah is, part of the understanding of the Mishnah. The Torah itself exists. Badai. Ein Torah means the person doesn't have Torah. The Torah, the Baruch Hashem has his Torah in Shemayim, whether you learned it or you didn't. When we're saying Ein Torah, it means that the person that we're referring to doesn't have Torah. If a person doesn't have the proper kelim to absorb Torah, then all the Torah that he has can only sit on his head. Right? And it becomes, the more Torah that sits on his head, the bigger donkey it becomes. There is an idea that says that Torah can be a Sama Chaim. It can be a Sama Movis. In a way, such a person loses even his human quality. Because Torah learning has in its essence the capability to raise up a person from normal, simple human form. Now, you can't, once a person learns Torah, he can't remain the same anymore. Either he's going to turn into a real Adam, a Talmud Chacham, or he's going to end up Yachasi. Chamor. The lesson of Chazal, of a Chamor, is used in other places also. Chamor is not just a negative word. We're looking for something to call him a name, so we called him a chamor. Could have called him an aryeh, maybe a chazir. It doesn't. If you want to get ugly, the chazir is uglier than a chamor. Chamor, yisocha chamor golem. Chamor, and tell you how the relationship. Chamor and Torah have a relationship. Yisachar, that was the Shevet of Torah. He was brought into the world. There was a Chamor involved in his birth. He had a certain element to bring him into the world. Chamor was the transportation, the choice transportation for very, very special trips. Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah on Chamor. Right, Mashiach is going to roll in soon. Chamor. Chamor has a very special role still to play.
6 days.
Huh?
6 days. No.
Chamor. Torah purpose is to take this world and elevate it, give us the path of how to take Olam Hazeh itself and turn it into Torah. But the basic path, Torah has the capability of taking. You ride on the Chamor, on the Chumis of Olam Hazeh, and you go straight to Olam Hazeh and go to Olam Haba. Depends what Chamor you're riding on. But if you become the Chamor, that means that instead of riding on the Chamor, you became the Chamor. It means that instead of having the Torah pick up the world and bring you up to Olam Haba through proper use of the world, Chamor nois is for him. You become a two-level person. On the bottom level, you're a chamor, and you have Torah riding on you. If the Torah would have been integrated, then there would also be a chamor there. There's always a chamor there. That's what Torah is for. It makes a person should be like a Avraham Avinu, like Mashiach, to be riding on the chamor. The Torah makes a person who rides on the Chumash. And that's the only way to get to Olam Haba. There's no other way to get to Olam Haba, just through Olam Haba. Can't go any other way. But the Torah's job is to take us and give us the proper derech of riding on Olam Haba, so such that we'll end up in Olam Haba. You have to ride on the Chumash. If the Torah doesn't become part of you, then it'll sit on you, then you remain Chumash. You become an Olam Haba, and Eko knows Torah. You're still Olam Hazeh. You didn't take Olam Hazeh and be elevated to Olam Hazeh. Let's try to get back to our Mishnah. Ein Torah, ein Derech Eretz, ein Derech Eretz, ein Torah. The world, Olam Hazeh, both, like we spent last time in Derech Eretz, in both levels of Derech Eretz, there's a proper and improper form of how Olam Hazeh looks even before Torah. Even before Torah comes into the picture, Olam Hazeh has two basic forms, either the Sheves or Tov, either productive, constructive activity, right, or Tov Vavo, Balagan, nothingness, emptiness. As long as the Olam Hazeh is in a Tov Vavoh form, Torah can't come into Torah. Doesn't relate. On normal circumstances, there may be special places, but under normal circumstances, if the world is one of Tohu, there's no room for Or. Then it's Choshech HaPnei HaTorah. Tohu Vavoh V'Choshech HaPnei HaTorah.
Sounds like a Chalek in
German. Yeah, you got it.
I hear what's going on.
You got it.
I know what's coming here.
There's no time. We're just making an introduction for next week. See, we're not up to Chalek. It's very close. We're getting there. We're just building up to it, but we didn't get there yet. As long as the world is Tohu Vavoh, then Torah doesn't have what to address. It's Choshech, Torah is Or. The Or of Torah is such an Or that enlightens the Chumra itself and makes Olam Haba. It shows you how to live, okay, with Panasa, with a wife, with children, with food, with everything that goes into Chumras. And everything is mitzvahs. Everything is there, Hashem. Everything is there. Everything is there. It's all in the Bible. But the Tanai is that it can't be Tohu Vavohu. It has to be the Shiras. It has to be Derech Eretz. That's called Derech Eretz. That's both on the level, the simpler level, the Parnassah level, okay, the simple understanding of Tohu Vavohu. Last week I mentioned two pshatim in Derech Eretz. It's really a third. The normal human healthy relationship between men and women to bring children to the world is also called Derech Eretz. It's all the same thing. It's just different levels of the same concept. The world was created such that there can be two forms of normal life, a quote unquote normal life, okay? On all levels. Either Tohu, you know, Balagan, nothingness, running around in circles, going nowhere, doing a lot of nothing. Tohu is very big. Okay? Choshech apnei Tohu. Tohu is something, she'en lo chikya. Can't see the end of this. Where is this all going to end? It's not going to end. As long as you're in Tohu, as long as you're in Vohu, as long as you're in Tohu, as long as you're in Choshech, there's no end to it. It's dead end. Certainly I can get you to the Olam. You're not even going to ever get at the end of it in Olam Hazeh terms. It's rat race. It's running after your tail. It's forget it. You'll never get there. Let's forget it. That's called Torah. Right. The Shevis. The world was created such that in proper usage, all of these things himself can become constructive, ordered. Shevis. Same thing on the higher level of Midas and Derech Eretz. Within the human organism, there are those who the height of their concept of what the human organism is, the top, was that they could be able to stand there. It's a bag of kinetaiv and kovar, right? And all the different branches of kin. That's it, you know? Thousand of tzaynis running in all different directions, and the person, now it's kina, now it's tight, now it's cold, you know, pulled in all directions, rotsin like this, rotsin like that. The same thing that in the world you can have to evolve within a person's personality, you can have to evolve, and that'll get you the same place. That's the same thing. Or tayr doesn't address itself, doesn't. It doesn't fit. It doesn't have a place to rest. It can't be chal in there. So even if a person learns Torah in that form, right, a person is a chamor, the Torah rests on him. It can't become internalized because or doesn't fit the Torah. And Torah you have choshech. On all the levels of Derech Eretz, im ein Derech Eretz ein Torah, and the Torah can't become part, can't become internalized, he can't become the person himself. He can only rest on his head, right? On his back. And he's a living steer. He's a living hypocrisy. He's the ultimate hypocrite. Ein derech eretz enter. A person who has Midas Tovos will find every new halacha that he learns, every new Mishnah and Pirkei Avos that he learns, he has Simcha Gedola. A person who has a bowel, they go, oh, that's Mechazik. Okay? That's Meir, the Derech. That's what I'm, oh, I like it. That's for me. That's my kind of thing. That's going right down the type of line the way I appreciate it. It's raising me beyond what I knew until now, but it's right up my line. I got that. So everything that he learns, he will internalize. He will become koinet as part of him because he will feel connected to it. He will feel an internal relationship. This is my kind of thing. Yeah, I got another piece, a little higher, another understanding, another way of doing things, another understanding how to approach things. The person who has Tovo, okay, will feel every new piece of ore that hits him to be a conflict. To be a conflict.
Why is it going to come from?
Because he's a chamo.
How worldly pursuits, not into
He's a good chamo. He's a chamo. What do you do when you have something that's heavy on you? It's difficult, right?
So
that the one, so that's one way. Right? We're talking about in the height. The best that can be, right, is that you carry it on your back. The ultimate carrier of things on his back is a chamor. That's his picture. That's what, if you want to discuss a creation that's his thing, is that he carries on his back. That's what a chamor is. Chamor lamas. Chamor lamas. When a chamor, when a person whose derech eretz is tov is given a new piece of Torah, nothing you got to worry about. Where do I put this? So he puts it on his back. He carries it. Yeah, well, I mean, the achazirim in the world, achaz, we shouldn't talk about Edom right now. Right? It's not, the achazirim in the world. Throw it off. Yeah, I'm not talking about that right now. Chamor, talking about the ultimate, the best that he can come in this circumstance. Chamor noises for it. In the few minutes that we have left, maybe we can get a picture of the cycle. We have a problem. The person's not a bal derech eretz. The Torah can't be chal on him. But the main Torah and derech eretz. What level of derech eretz can a person have with the Torah? So where do you start? So there are different answers in the Mishnah, and the way we can understand it all goes together. So you have to see an interrelationship here. First, we'll take it the easy way. The easy way is that there's the low level derech eretz, then the Torah comes in, and that brings you to a high level derech eretz, and if you want, you can go around the circle a few more times. But it's a ladder. Right? First, you start with the derech eretz that you can have without that. So we learned last week. Right? Yeah, Adam Oritz has derech eretz in normal goyish terms or something. Non-Torah terms, you can have derech eretz without Torah. That's enough prerequisite to get you into cheder. Even if that type of learning of Torah would be relative to the higher form of learning Torah and the higher form of derech eretz, be considered ein Torah. But it's enough maybe to teach us the higher form of derech eretz. And therefore I'll learn to improve my toe and come closer to Shevis, to come closer to a real form of derech eretz. And therefore my level of Torah and my capability of internalizing the Torah will increase. This is a simple approach, it's something that is a shovel of nefesh. It's something that every person has to be involved with all the time. Yes, they have. This is something. This is what it's all about. The person has to be. This is Nasir Nishma the Binyan says. Every activity, every opportunity the Bereshit gives a person to properly use or misuse the world of derech eretz in all of its different levels gives him a capability of building a mishkan where the Shechina can be shared, where the Torah can be found. The more that the person is a Baal derech eretz, he has his world of the world of Or, his world of the world of Sheves, right? He gets out of the toe, then the Torah can internalize there, can sit there, the Shechina can come. Every opportunity that you have of a Nishma, every time that you can hear Nishma, you can hear something that you didn't have yet. You heard something new. You can elevate. Yesh to yesh. So every opportunity of Nasa brings me to Nishma. Every opportunity of Nishma brings me to Nasa. person has a consistent growth process where a person learns and therefore grows and therefore can learn better and therefore can grow better. That's a interrelationship there that brings you up the ladder. This is one of the reasons why the Chol HaTzavuva says that a person always has to start over from scratch. You have to learn everything over, you have to start over Bereishis every year again. Because every year, whichever level I was on in developing my Naseh, that Nishma that I had was relative to the higher level, was still a Chamor Nemesis Forum. Relative to that, I was still Ein Torah, because my Derech Eretz was lower. But now I've grown another year, my Derech Eretz is higher, now I can hear Bereishis again. I have to hear it all over again. So every year we go through the whole process from being to scratch. Right? We start from Bereishis over again, we go through all the Regolim every year again. Every year the whole story again. Because that's the world was created. It's not just, well, if you didn't get it the first time, well, try again, we'll give you another chance. Right? Right? If you didn't get Rosh Hashanah the first time, so we'll give you another chance next year. Right? But that's also not bad. Right? Okay. But the fact is that every time a person grows, right, then relearning the same thing will have a whole different ramification to it. And therefore he'll grow further. That's it. Torah is called Eitz HaChaim. And Eitz, as it grows up, it can stand out. Right? Roots, any marshal that you want to use, but the basic idea is that there's an interrelationship of the growth where in the dependency one goes to the next. The deeper level, same thing, it's all the same. But the deeper, it's understanding a little bit better. The easier way of presentation, and to a certain level of application of the idea of this cycle of Ein Torah and Derech Eretz, means that you have to split Derech Eretz into different levels, and you have a Derech Eretz pre-Torah, and then you have a Derech Eretz after Torah. And the same thing with Torah, you can do that. You have a Torah bli Derech Eretz, and then with the Derech Eretz, and the Torah has this, you know, it's a Torah on the back, a Torah in the head. That's nice, it's easy, this way you can hear clearly the stages. You go Derech Eretz before Torah, and then the Torah, and that brings you up to high level Derech Eretz, gives you the high level of Torah. Okay, fine. But the more exact understanding of the Mishnah is that the question itself is the answer. In fact, that is exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is being mechadish to us, that there are things that only exist simultaneously. There are such an intrinsic and internal interdependency between the two, okay, that there's a constant cycle that they both exist only when they both exist. Nowadays we have a motion for this as an electric circuit. The motion that we have an electric circuit, you have to have a negative pole and a positive pole. If you don't have a negative pole, you don't have a positive pole. If you don't have a positive pole, you don't have a negative pole. You have both of them, then you have a circuit. You have a circuit, then it's alive. Torah and Derech Eretz. The same thing we're going to have to see throughout the Mishnah. Right? Live and exist as one entity. Torah is the Derech of Derech Eretz. And Derech Eretz is the key in the pile of Torah. Naseh v'nishma. So what comes first, the chicken or the egg? If it would be a chicken and an egg, if that would be the relationship, so you have a problem, one has to come first. But we're talking about, instead of having the Torah on the Chamor, two separate entities, the Chamor, and then the Torah sitting on it. The Nefesh is a goof. A person has a goof and a neshama. If the goof and the neshama are left separate, and the person lives one day with the goof, one day with the neshama, 1 hour with the goof, 1 hour with the neshama. In the base Knesset, in the base Medrash, he goes with the neshama. At home, he takes the goof and leaves the neshama and takes him down, you know, hangs him up with his hat on the door. Shall you wait here until I come back? So this person is a chamor and a sora. This person is a neshama and a goof. Right? Are close relatives and neighbors. Very close neighbors. Yeah. Basic concept of Klai Yisrael, which wherever you get, that's where you're going to end up. Is that two is one. Neshama and Guf, one. Oyel Mazeh and Adam both, one. Deacheretz and Teir is one. The Koyach of the Chiddush of Teir and that Lafuki religion, what Torah teaches us, is that there's absolutely no steer whatsoever between Yitzchak Shemayim and Olam Hazeh. There's no steer whatsoever between Neis and Teva. There's no steer whatsoever between
husband and
wife. Whatever you wish, it's all the same concept. That's the concept of Torah and Deacheretz. If you have them both, then the Deacheretz will be called Deacheretz, and the Torah will be Torah, and the person together will be called Talmud Chacham. And if you're missing one, then you're missing both. And the person's called a Chamor, and the Torah. It's called Sfarim. Sfarim is also an exact expression of Torah. Torah in a safer form. As long as Torah is in a safer form, it's pure potential. The Banishlam had Torah before he gave it to this world. That it should be Munochas Bekeren Zovis. He could have left it in Shemai. To have Torah in safer form, nothing's been accomplished yet. Vadai, the person, if he's not Deacheretz and he's Chamor, the Torah, if it's not Talmud Chochem, then it's safe. It's not Chamor, it's Torah, right? It's safe. Safe is put on the shelf. Plot it off. I'll wait there for a generation, two generations. You can sit there, it doesn't bother anybody, nobody bothers. You can't do this. You should be caring do this. But the main Torah, the main Deacheretz, Chamor Yos is for it. Yesh Torah, Yesh Deacheretz, Tam Toch. Chanukah is very cross, right? It's very close.
Right on the edge.
Very close. I'd like to say a few words about we're not up to Hanukkah yet, but we are living through very tohu vavohu days. Very tohu vavohu days. Very, very dangerous days. And the best description possible of these days is havoc. It's gone haywire. They're totally. Ain't kisei devar. There's no such thing. You have friends. You have enemies. That's an old thing. That's part of. That's a system right here. Right. So the friends are here. The enemies are there. What's going on now? The chayalim out there. They don't know. Where do I point the gun? At this guy or that guy? At the Arab or the Jew? Right? And from upstairs they tell him, the Arab, we're making peace with him, the Jew's a problem. He's my brother, this guy, he's going to kill him. What's going on over here? What's this all about? Okay. One, don't try to find any mahalach in it. There isn't any. Okay. This is totally tovo. This is choshech. This is toshech. This is where everything falls apart. Before a plant can grow from the seed, the seed has to disintegrate. Before a new and hopefully better situation comes into the world, then the old one disintegrates. In the process of disintegration, things are reduced to very open and clear nothingness. Tohu vavohu. You can't function with that. What are you supposed to do? Everybody has a feeling, has a very strong feeling. Well, you can't just sit back. I have to relate to what's going on. There's something going on here. What are we going to do? Right? So they're idiots. Right? The thing that you got to do is run out in the streets. Meaning, to become another part of the Tohu. Called Hafganot. Right? Idiot, what are you doing? Who are you being Mafkin against? Right? If there's a person, you have an enemy, fight with him. Right? And there's nothing, when it's a mishmash, when there's nothing going on. Right? When it's falling apart, there's no control. What's this Hafganah? What is this? The answer is, that's just another element of the Tohu Vavohu. It's who's right and who's wrong. Right? It's all Tohu Vavohu. The whole thing, from the beginning to the end. From the left to the right. Right? They're all wrong. The whole thing. So what are you going to do? What do you do? So, Klai Yisrael, the Psukim, says that when these things happen, you know what you got to do? You got to go home. Put down the shutters, close the doors. Okay? And duck. Wait till it's over. It'll pass. It'll pass. Okay. This is a. We don't know. We don't know how it's going to end up. We don't know how painful the process is going to be. Okay? But a person has to recognize, a person has to have some sensitivity to be able to pick up what is going on. Even in Ra, there are things that they have mahalchim. And then there are mahalchim, how you counteract. You have a disease, take a medicine. But when things went haywire, get out of the way. Don't get involved with that. You can't deal with it. What do you do?
It's hard.
Huh?
It's hard.
Yeah, go wrong.
That's it.
Hold on.
Hold on. You can't deal with these things. You can't deal with it. You have to wait. You have to be in standby. You have to realize that the version is putting Kliasol through another process. It's not clear to us. Not clear. We can't see. Maybe there are people like I can't. There are people who can get through all of this. But basically, in Tovo, you can't see anything. It's Choshev. In Choshev, you can't see anything. Maybe a person who's a very big scientist will see the seed in the process of falling apart. I can tell you what tree is going to grow out of that. But usually, it's only once it starts growing, then you can see, oh, it's not destruction, it's really growth. Then you see they're all symbols. It's not in here. It's like, forget it. It's over. These types of situations, we put it from the efforts.
From what?
The efforts. From the normal involvement of the Seder. There is no Seder now. Now it's totally before.
Outside. We're
talking about in Siburit. There's no Seder now. It's totally before. What do you do when there's no? Well, Torah is not going to come into place there. So the only way that you can do is you have to internalize, you have to make an inner world where there's still Seder. Right? To bring a little light into the Choshech. The Choshech is there, you can't get rid of it. But you can bring a little light into the Choshech. Yeah, you got it? Yeah.
So, place
normal.